You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Chips are critical for a growing array of products, and access to faster, more advanced chips is likely to fuel progress in critical areas, including artificial intelligence, 5G, and biotechnology. Computer chips might be in short supply at the moment, but chip makers will continue wringing more power out of them for a while yet, it seems. Researchers at IBM have demonstrated a way to squeeze more transistors into a chip, a feat of nanoscopic miniaturization that could significantly improve the speed and efficiency of future electronic devices. The engineering feat might also help the U.S. regain some ground when it comes to minting the world's most advanced chips, something that has become central to geopolitics, economic competition, and national security. Peloton Interactive, the cultish fitness company that sells internet-connected exercise bikes and treadmills, has recalled more than 125,000 treadmills and paused sales of the equipment after the machines were linked to the death of a child and dozens of other injuries. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission also announced a separate recall of the Peloton Tread and Tread Plus treadmills and urged people to stop using the treadmills immediately. Before Peloton's safety hazards were made known to the public in March, the company had been considered one of the home fitness success stories of the pandemic. The company's sales surged in 2020, despite the notoriously long wait times for deliveries of newly ordered exercise bikes and treadmills. Shares of publicly traded Peloton stock sank after the joint recalls were announced. And everything you've heard about Section 230 is wrong. Don't know what I'm talking about? Section 230 was passed in 1996, and it basically says that online platforms generally can't be held legally responsible for material posted by users. In the past few years, amid a general fit of panic over today's platform giants and their possible incompatibility with civilization, democracy, and human flourishing, Section 230 has fallen under a cloud of scrutiny. Strong opinions about it have multiplied, as have threats to repeal it from both sides of the aisle in Washington. Democrats argue that Section 230 lets companies get away with doing too little moderation. Republicans tend to say it lets them get away with too much. The resolution of this tangled debate could have massive consequences for the internet, not only in the U.S., but in every country where online discourse takes place on platforms that are subject to American law. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.